Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're journeying with the Apostle Paul from Ephesus on through different stops. We're going to make a few stops today on our way to Miletus, where Paul will throw the first, well, what we could assume is the first ever pastors or leaders or elders conference, perhaps in church history. And we'll get into that probably starting tomorrow, the details of that pastoral conference and how important that it was that a certain few things be put on display by the Apostle Paul. Acts chapter 20, verse 13, let's get him there. We went ahead to the ship and sailed to Assos there, intending to take Paul on board, for so he had given orders intending himself to go on foot. So Luke is saying, Paul wanted to walk, we went on and sailed across the water, so we don't know how long this gap was, and we never get indication why Paul wanted to walk. This is just one of those moments where perhaps the Holy Spirit led him to be involved or do some things that Acts does not record. Maybe he just wanted to be alone, we don't know. When he met us at Assos, we took him on board and came to Mytilene. We sailed from there, and the next day we came opposite Chios. The following day we arrived at Samos and stayed at Trogyllium. The next day we came to Miletus, for Paul had decided to sail past Ephesus so that he would not have to spend time in Asia, for he was hurrying to be at Jerusalem, if possible, on the day of Pentecost. So Paul really wants to get to Jerusalem for Pentecost because, being a Jew and knowing that the early church, the disciples, all the apostles were of Jewish origin, he knows that they will come to celebrate Pentecost together. It'll be a great reunion. So Paul sort of can go check in and let the rest of the church world know what he's been doing on these missionary journeys. And that brings us to the Great Pastors Conference at Miletus. We'll get started on it today. And of course, over the next few days, we'll really go into the details. He starts talking in verse 18 and he preaches all the way through verse 35. And those 17, 18 verses contain some amazing points of doctrine that if Paul wanted the pastoral leaders of that day to know them, surely they are important for pastoral leaders of our day to know them. From Miletus, verse 17, he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church. And when they had come to him, he said to them, "You know from the first day that I came to Asia in what manner I always lived among you, serving the Lord with all humility, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews." So Paul opens his sermon by testifying to his life and his lifestyle. He wants to appeal to the Paul they already know. And one of the things about Paul that they already know is that many tears and trials have happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. There is a distinct line in the sand at this point in the early church between the teachings of Judaism and the teachings of the way, Christianity. If you've went with us through this entire book, that line was not distinct early in the book of Acts. That line became more distinct with the stoning of Stephen. It becomes more distinct with the preaching of Peter to the house of Cornelius. It becomes more distinct in Acts 15, at the council in Jerusalem. And now by chapter 20, it's very clear that there's a plotting of the Jewish people against the teaching of the way, particularly the teaching of the Apostle Paul, what he's presenting, that has caused a lot of rift. Verse 20, "Now I kept nothing back that was helpful, but proclaimed it to you and taught you publicly and from house to house." And so there's two manners in which he's been teaching: publicly, which most of the time is in the synagogues, and house to house, which was most of the time the way the church met. Now tomorrow, we'll get into what I think are the two points of the whole counsel of God, and we'll work this passage over the next few days, and I think it's going to be one of the most instructive journeys we've taken so far through the book of Acts. You don't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.